I know. It's the middle of winter, and it's negative 29 degrees outside, so what do? I'll tell you what. You throw a log in the fire, you get some cocoa, and you listen to America Weekend. It starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Well, stay with us. Coming up this hour, another installment of America's Business with Ted David. And then we'll take a look at who the top five global employers are. We're not talking about any mom-and-pop stores here, folks. And then, family-friendly destinations for a long winter weekend getaway. But once you see some of these places, you realize you'll need to take out a second mortgage and cash in the college fund to be able to do this. And then another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Mark this week talking about a film that's been on the lips of a lot of moviegoers, Birdman, followed by Essential Apps for Your Tablet. Yeah, we have what you need to make your tablet even more enjoyable. Well, we start things off this hour with arenas and stadiums that are closing and going away after only being open for maybe 30 years. Think of some of the schools in your town. How old is your kid's school? There are public schools out there that are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. Do they knock down a school after 22 years because it's obsolete and build a new one? Of course not. Your kids may be sitting at the same desk that you sat at back in the 1980s. But with sports arenas and stadiums, it's a whole different situation. Right outside the New York City area, in the New Jersey Meadowlands, sits the Izod Center. When it opened in 1981, it was known as the Brendan Byrne Arena, named by local politicians for the governor who built it. Interesting. And then it became the Continental Airlines Arena when it became fashionable to start naming arenas after brands and corporations. Well, they announced earlier this month that the Izod Center will be closing because they built a brand new arena only 10 miles away in Newark less than a decade ago. And just over the river in Manhattan is a newly renovated Madison Square Garden. A few miles from that is the brand new Barclays Center in Brooklyn. You see what I mean. The Izod Center was being knocked down because it was considered obsolete. When it opened in 1981, it was a beautiful indoor arena, home to the New Jersey Nets and a year later to the New Jersey Devils. Well, as corporate greed became even more evident in professional sports, these sports arenas and stadiums stopped being venues for ball games and started becoming these giant playgrounds and castles for the rich. Think about your local professional team's stadium or arena. It is akin to going to Disney World. All I want to do is take my kid to a ball game. When the Izod Center opened as the Brendan Byrne Arena, you could go see an NBA basketball game for $6. You cannot touch an NBA ticket now if you buy it from the team, usually for any less than $30, and that's to sit way up top. If you want a reasonable seat, you're going to pay $80 to $100 each. Are you kidding me? And when you get in there, if you want to buy your kid a hot dog and a soda or a bottle of water, you better have a $20 bill ready, and you better be ready to not have anything yourself. Because if you walk into a lot of these palaces for the rich, these modern-day Roman Colosseums, it is ridiculous in terms of the prices. I went to a New York Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. My son is a Knicks fan, as am I. We go once a year, and that is it. It is a $200 proposition for me, for tickets, for one thing to eat, and for a beverage for both of us. It's ridiculous. You go into these stadiums, all these clubs and restaurants, because they're enticing rich people to come and spend money. The average person on the street has been priced out of family entertainment. So the next time when your city wants to build a new stadium and have you pay for it, why don't you ask your city, when are you going to build a new school for my kid? And how many luxury boxes will be in that school? You probably won't get an answer. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
American Weekend.
Where are they now? with Ahmad Rashad.
This 1985 NHL Rookie of the Year played an amazing 26 seasons, racking up nearly 1,500 games. He's a three-time winner of the Norris Trophy, and he's proudly hoisted the Stanley Cup three times.
A rink-wide pass. Here's Chelios out of the penalty box. He scores!
So where is Chris Chelios now? Chris finally hung up his skates in August of 2010, but the very same day he retired, the Detroit Red Wings announced they had hired Chris to work in the front office as the advisor to hockey operations. Chris helped to develop the Red Wings' defensive prospects from the minors.
Now Chelios, a shot blocked by that. Back to Chelios. He shoots! He scores! Chris Chelios!
Not bad for a guy who played until he was 47. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Cold and flu season, it's all around. Actually, you can catch a cold year-round, but how about an easy way to keep from infecting not only those you love, but all those around you? Here's the science of it. Of course, wash your hands. Nothing beats that advice. And remember, Mom always said cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. But you know, today's school kids are being taught a smarter way. Instead of covering your mouth with your hand, turn your head and sneeze or cough into the bend of your arm. That way, your hands aren't as contaminated. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, you know, spray germs into your elbow, then wash your clothes, and you'll minimize infecting others. After all, your hands touch a whole lot more stuff than your elbow. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.